Today we're in a series called Passages. There are passages in the Bible that people that don't even know God know these passages. People that don't even go to church. Politicians, you'll hear them quoting things sometimes. You hear me say? They might get it screwed up a little bit, but there's these passages in the Bible that are incredible. Hallmark cards have made millions on the passage we're going to look at today. Hallmark. So different passages in the Bible that are incredible. And they're incredible for a reason. It's a reason that people that, you know, maybe not even be connected to God, they're drawn to these passages because these passages are powerful. Amen? So today, let's look at it. Let's go with this one today. This is one that's incredible. The love chapter. Amen. How many know the love chapter? A little bit about the love chapter. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. Amen. Let's look at the love chapter today. We've got renewal celebration tonight. Thought it would be appropriate today. Let's talk about love. But this love chapter was written to the church at Corinth. Okay, it's the book of Corinthians in your Bible. There's 1 and 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians was written from the Apostle Paul to this church because they were a wicked church. They were a church that had all kinds of problems. And the book of 1 Corinthians, if you're looking through that book to find a lot of comfort, you're going to get hit upside the head a bunch in that book, in the first Corinthians. And so the chapter 13, we call it the love chapter, and it is the love chapter. But it was written to the Corinthian church, which had a lot of problems. So this is a letter written to a church. So we're going to handle 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter today, from a church perspective. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yes or no? So I'm not going to spend a lot of time. I might say a little bit about husbands and wives and love on this. But pretty much what's going to dominate this morning is how should a church love? Are you listening? Yes or no? Okay, so let's talk about it today. Let's move the message. Here we go, Raj. First of all, let's talk about love just a little bit. Love. Okay, open your dictionary. You can find it says this right here. A powerful attraction to someone. Love. How many believe you can be attracted to somebody and you don't love them? No. Amen. Come on. You know that, don't you? So love has got to be more than just being a powerful attraction to somebody. Amen. Come on. Let's keep looking. You keep looking at the definition. It means a warm concern. So love is more than just attraction. Love is a warm concern for somebody or for other people. You understanding a little bit better about what love is this morning? Now, at Fellowship Church, we've said it since the day we opened the doors years ago at the high school. Matter of fact, we said it in my house when we started the church meetings right there in the home. We had four of them, organizational meetings, back almost 13 years ago. And we said that right there. Say that bottom part, would you? Say it with me. Here we go. We love and we love. Can we do it a little bit louder? We love and we love. We are. Not only have we not veered from that, I didn't even know what I was saying. It's in the Bible. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as your who? Amen? Okay, so this is what we need to be about at the church. But honestly, when we put that up there years ago, I mean, I didn't understand. That's something I have grown into. You know, a lot of times you'll have a mission statement in a business or whatever, and that you give that to your company so that they can see where you want to go. Amen? And that it keeps us on the right track. Well, that has done that for me for years. Gary Clark loved Jesus and loved people. And now I'm at the place in my life, if it doesn't have something to do with loving Jesus and loving people, I really don't need nothing to do with it. Amen? Especially at church. What's your church about? Do y'all have this? Do y'all do this? Do you do this? People ask me the craziest questions over the years. You know? The two questions I want to ask me, do you love Jesus? Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Come on. Do you love people? Amen. Hallelujah. I love doing that. Amen. That's what we're about. You hear me or not? Am I driving you crazy already? It's all right. You'll be fine. Here we go. Now listen, it said a warm concern for people. Love. But you know what? I don't want to be just a warm church. I don't want to be just a warm church. And that's my message today. Pop it up, Raj. I want to be a hot church. Say that with me. I want to be a what? One more time. I want to be a what? Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on, guys. Come on. Let's be a hot church. Come on, hot on love, baby. Come on. Come on. I don't want to, oh, we're warm. Now, warm ain't bad. Warm's okay. I understand that. And people say that. They'll go to churches and they'll tell me sometimes, I went to a church, I'm in a church back home, I went here somewhere, and they say, you know, I just didn't feel anything. And a lot of times they're trying to say, I didn't feel that warmth. And a lot of people say that, but they just were sort of what? Cold. You ever heard that? Said that about church before? Come on, we don't want that said here. How many got your neck hugged today or handshake? Somebody touched you today. Can I see your hand? Come on, that's what I'm talking about right there. We do not want you to come here without somebody and each of us reaching out and loving on each other. Now, once you've been here two or three times, now listen, you need to be doing that. Amen. Say. Come on. So I want to be a hot church. So let's go with the message. Now, love makes a church hot. That's what makes a church hot. You can have all the church programs. You can have this, that, and the other. And I'm not downing those things, but it's love that makes a church hot. Love makes a church hot. So let's look at the love chapter this morning. And we're going to roll now. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, when you start off in the love chapter, it ain't too lovey-dovey at the beginning. Okay, the first three verses ain't like all smooching and stuff, all right? Let's look at the first three verses before we get down to the love. Here we go. Come on. Three reasons churches aren't hot. I'm going to tell you something. That Corinthian church was far from hot. Okay, it was not hot. Okay, so three reasons that churches aren't hot. And this is me talking, but after reading the Bible. Here we go. Number one, churches aren't hot. Say number one with me, because of what? Because talk is... Number one reason churches aren't hot, because talk is cheap. What do I mean? Verse 1 of 1 Corinthians 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels... And have not what? I am become as a what? Or a tinkling what? Okay? If I don't have love, man, I can have all the tongue talking. I can do all this stuff. I can speak like this, that, and the other. Okay? But if I don't have love, I'm a clanging gong. Okay? How many used to see the gong show? Remember the show, Beers? A gong. That sort of morphed into like American Idol, right? Because talk is cheap. Now, you might say, listen, I talk in tongues. Here's my question to you. Pop it up. Here's my question. My question to you is how you talk to people. You listen to me or not? You can come off all spiritual and say this or whatever. How do you talk to people? You listening? How do you talk to folk? Are you loving? Come on. What you say with your mouth to men, women, boys, and girls matters how much? You think that matters most to God? Say. Yes or no? Absolutely. Absolutely. People have gone hook, line, and sinker after, you know, jabbering something or whatever. Do you love people? Are you out there talking to people? When you talk to people, do they get it? Do they understand? Are you showing forth love? Are you real? Because love that's not real is made up. You know that, right? You know that, right? So how you doing? I mean, come on. Churches aren't hot because talk is cheap. And religious speak is what? Guys, I could come here on Sunday morning. I could dress to the hilt. And I could, our Father. I could talk so dignified. You don't think I could talk dignified? If I worked at it, I could talk dignified. I could do it. Guys, I don't want you to come to Fellowship Church and just hear a little speech. Okay, on purpose I preach the way I do because I need help. I need help. I need this today. This is good for me to see on the screen. I'm doing this for me today. And I want us to get it together. Amen? Not just religious talk here. Amen. You come to church and you start saying, amen, amen. You don't say amen all week. But come in church, say, amen, brother. Yes, brother, amen, amen. We end up talking crazy. We're just normal. Is that correct? Say, just because you come into church, you don't all of a sudden get a little halo on or something. Come on. So, number one, because talk is cheap. It's not real. So often churches are not hot because it's just a bunch of talk. It's not real. It's not caring. This is how Paul starts out the book. It doesn't go the extra what for people. So that's what we're talking about. It doesn't make the extra effort. Okay? Just because it's all talk. So, it's cold and people what? People feel it. I hear people say it. I try not to get into it. When people tell me about other churches, I try to just keep plugging down the highway. But we literally will have people that will leave us in the spring and go back home to where they live and will cry because they tell me they're going back to a church that's cold. You know what my advice to them is? Either go back home and make it hot or find one that is. Amen? Your life's too short to spend like that, man. Make a difference with your life. Anyway, I don't know if they listen to me or not. Number two, three reasons churches aren't hot. Say that with me. Because of what? Now, this might be me sometimes. Okay, here we go. Because of information overload. The Bible, verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and I understand all mysteries, and I have all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and I have not what? I am what? Wow, that's a smack upside the head. Now, this is my words up there, because of information overload. Knowledge and wisdom is to be what? Okay, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not impressed with how much you know. And I don't want you to be impressed with how much I know. I'm impressed with him. He knows a lot. I don't know no more than you can know. It's called the Bible. Read it. Amen? Say. And start reading it, memorizing it, and believe it. And all of a sudden, you'll go, I know how much he knows. Yeah, that's how it works. Amen? Come on. Knowledge is to be shared. We're not up here today and say, look at Gary, how smart Gary is. Look how smart that man is. Amen, that man is smart. Okay, so it becomes the Gary Smart Hour. Okay, that's not what we got going on here. Y'all listening or not? So knowledge is to be shared, not stored up. Also, it's not to be what? Say that with me. Shoved down. If I'm giving information, and sometimes, you know, you're going to be more passionate about what you're saying in the Bible than other times, but the point is, if we're just at a church where you're shoving stuff down your throat, you think that's working or not? It'll work with a few, but it's not a good approach. So that's not what it's about, okay? All right, so anyway, we need to keep working here. So keep going, Rog. Push me a little bit more. Again, does not go the extra mile. Now, here's another one. It shouldn't be what? Stoical. You know what stoical is, right? It's just without emotion. I'd rather be criticized for having emotion. Also, when you preach like I do and you have emotion, sometimes you make some mistakes and you say some things. But I would rather err on the side of emotion and passion and energy and enthusiasm than just da 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 da. Because I wouldn't be here. I'd be somewhere. I'd be hitting a golf ball right now. I'd be fishing. You listening or not? I know that's ugly. Our message are to do what? They're to do what? Help people, man. That's how you can have a hot church. They need to be what? Understood. Okay? That's why we use that big old screen. That's why I make faces at you. That's why I get, la! We want you to do what? We want you to get it. Amen? They need to be real to life. I know not every week. When you teach the Bible, you're not going to necessarily every week. It's a tough thing to make it applicable every week. But the point is, that's what we need to work at church. And Bible studies, anything you do, can we make it real to life? Say. Okay? Keep looking. They need to be what? Say it again. They need to be what? Biblical, baby. Got to stay with the Bible. Teach the Bible. Now, on being just information overload, a lot of people say, well, God's word won't return void. That's in the Bible. That's true. It's true. But I'm going to tell you something. It's a cop-out, though. It's a cop-out. If we're not really caring and we're not passionate about what we're doing around here, you'll have a cold church. And it's a cop-out saying his word won't return void. Okay, keep going. That's not enough. You know, it's a cop-out. Keep pushing, Raj. There you go. Creativity and enthusiasm is what? Say it with me. It's huge. It's huge. Creativity and enthusiasm. Okay? So when you show up to church, you have a part in that too, guys. When I say that with me. I ain't gonna. Or, you know, when you're greeting people out front, why you got to be called a greeter? Why can't you just be like a person and you come here on Sunday just like you do every Sunday and you just want to go out of your way to say hello and love on people? Isn't that okay? Say. Come on, guys. Come on. So anyway, creativity, enthusiasm, but not just from my end, from your end too, if we're going to have a church, but not made up stuff. Amen? Okay? Not made up. Ooh. Lady talked to me the other day, and I don't want to get into this because it'll get me ugly. But for 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 30 minutes. Can you say 30 minutes? 30 minutes, 30 minutes trying to convince me that I need to do something when I think she's crazy. Guys, I don't want to make stuff up. I don't want you to have to come up and tell me that I can do this in the Lord and I need the Lord and He's going to do this through me and He's going to just jump all over me and I'm going to start flopping or whatever. I don't need you to come do that to me. You listening or not? Wore me out, 30 minutes. I was so tired, I almost did it. If I do it, can I go? Can I go? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's ugly here. Here we go. It communicates to people that we what? Care about them, that they matter when we have the, you know, the passion and we care. And you know what I'm saying? Without just making up and keeping it real to life. Another reason that churches aren't hot. Number three. Because of what? Dead sacrifice. What does the Bible say? Verse 3. And though I bestow all my what? Goods to feed the poor. And though I give my what? You ain't done that lately, have you? And I have not what? It profits me what? But so many times, churches, and if you're part of that, I'm trying to jerk your chain a little bit. Church is more than you coming in and dropping a little offering in the offering plate and thinking you've done your duty this week for God. Amen. Say. That's dead sacrifice. Just checking this off. This is the first day of the week, and on purpose we come on the first day of the week because we want our week to start off right. And also, we want to give God the best. We want to give Him our life right at the get-go at the first of our week. Amen? And serve the Lord and live for the Lord. Don't have to be perfect. No, come on. Praise the Lord. You ought to. Come on. You're never going to offend me by saying amen and clapping and stuff. I'll tell you that. I love that. Listen, now giving, doing sacrifice. Going through the motions. Just going through the motions. Listen. Or just giving. Giving without love is what? And what? Let's say, for example, let's just change subject a bit. You got a brother or a sister that you don't talk to, and you know they hate your guts. But you get a birthday card from them with a 20 in it. How does that make you feel? When you know they hate you. But they're just giving something to you because that's what you do. You send your family that you don't even like a birthday card. You know what I'd rather have? I'd rather us have a conversation and get past the crap in our life. Keep your money! What about us? What about this? What's this going on between us? And you're going to write me a little thank you note. Or whatever you write me and think it's all, it's not okay. Y'all hear me or not? We do that to God. Here you are, God. Here you are. Live like the devil. Make your own life choices. Screw your life up. Not living for God. You're going to come in. I'm going to pop something off and play for God. We're good. You're not good. And I'm not good. God wants us to be real. Y'all listening or not? And that kind of attitude will make a church hot and not cold. Did I scare you? You're okay. It's all right. Let's keep going. Sacrifice without what? It's what? Dead. Just dead. That's what makes a church dead. We don't want a dead church. That's what Paul is saying here. It does nothing of lasting significance. Just a question. You think a lot of people that go to church are going to have a rude awakening when they stand before the Lord one day? You think that's true? Yes or no? I'm not trying to judge people. I'm trying to talk to us today. Make sure you know the Lord. Make sure you talk to Him about the stuff in your life, the sin, the struggles. Talk to Him. He wants to talk to you. Don't get to the place where you just sort of brush that aside, cover that up, and just start going through the motions. That leads to a dead church and a cold church. I don't want that here. Listen to what Jesus said. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, say it with me, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work what? Iniquity. Amen. So, Jesus' death on this. 1 Corinthians 3, not 13, 3 says, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by what? And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Amen? So anyway, we're talking about, this hasn't been very loving this morning, has it? It's not been nice, has it? You're all right? You're waiting for the love part? Okay, well, you're going to get the love part, but we've got to get through verse 3. Here we go, the love chapter. Let's go with it now. The greatest is love. How many have one of those sitting in your house? Amen. The people that came to me and Kim's wedding 3 years ago, the shower, got one of those. And that's a painting Kim did. And you notice in that picture, every little fish has got somebody, don't he? The greatest is love. And you see that right there? 1 Corinthians what? 13, the love chapter. Now, I had to go over those three things because Paul was talking to the church at Corinth. Okay, God didn't want me to skip over verses 1, 2, and 3 and just jump on 4. Amen? So we've talked about it. But now I do want to move forward. Amen? Let's move forward, Rod. Here we go. So the greatest is love. Here we go, brothers. Here we go. Love makes a church what? One more. Can we do that a little more? Love makes a church what? Come on. Let's talk about it. Now from 1 Corinthians 13, 4 and following, we see the love. Here's what love looks like. Here's what love looks like at a church. Here's what love looks like in my life. Don't go sleep on me. Help me here. We're going to build the case. Love suffers long. That's what makes a church hot. Be long-suffering. Well, somebody didn't shake my hand or, you know, whatever. See that shirt he had on? See how shiny his head was? Whatever. Come on, guys. Listen, love is long-suffering. Amen? Love goes the extra mile. Jesus said if somebody asks you to give you the coat, give him your cloak also. Amen? He's just always telling us to go the extra mile. That's what Christians should do. You listening? Yes or no? Go the extra mile. Be long-suffering. It's very attractive to be with someone who's not always, you know, quick to jump down your throat. Amen? When you mess up a little bit or they're not patient with you. You like that in a relationship? Say, you're always walking on eggshells? You know, scared to death? We don't want church to be like that. Amen? Say, long-suffering. A lot of times people will come up, not a lot, but sometimes people come at me complaining about something. Or they want to talk to me about somebody else. And I don't have a lot of time for it. I think we need to be long what? Are y'all okay? Y'all don't like long suffering? Let's do it one more time. We need to be long what? And you look at that word suffer. You know what the word suffer means? It means to go through something. That's what the word suffer means. It means to go through something difficult. So suffering's bad enough, but a loving church will be long at going through. You know what I'm saying? We'll do it the extra mile. Go through some stuff that ain't too good for the betterment of somebody else. It is kind. It's kind. The word is gracious. That's what the word is. We're kind. Love is kind. If you're meaner than a snake, ill as a hornet, rude, that's not love. Yes or no? Amen? Some churches are. They're mean. They're rude. And it's not right, guys. We don't need to be that way. Yes or no? Say. Amen. If you're rude, that's not good. We need to work on that. Okay? So, gracious. Love envies not. What does that mean? We are happy for other people's what? We've got a country today. We've got a culture today. I hear it on TV that wants to punish people that are out there making money and doing a good job. I think that's crazy. You go ahead and quote me on that, okay? I think people that make good money, they ought to be able to make money. Amen? I like that. Now, I'm not talking about crooked as the day is long. No. But just because people make money, since when do people make money got to give money to people that ain't wanting to work sometimes? I think that's goofy. That's how I feel. I don't know where you're at. I don't care. Okay? Listen. Happy for other people's success is not seeing somebody that drives a car. Somebody pulls up here in a nice car. Oh, look at them. Yeah, look at their house. Envying people. God says that is the opposite of love. Amen? When you succeed, I want to applaud for you. Now, if you're crooked in your business, I hope you go out of business. Hope you lose everything. I want you to do right. I want you to be honest. Amen? This is our town. Say that with me. This is what? Our town. Amen? Come on. But no, if you succeed, hallelujah. Amen? Praise God. Amen. So we're happy for other people's what? Sometimes we've had a hard life. Things have been hard for us, and we will see other people happy, and we'll get down on other people because we don't have what they have, or we don't have the relationship they have. Is that doing you any good? How about work on you instead of trying to put somebody else down? Amen. We're talking about love today. This is what Paul says. And by the way, this was happening in the Corinthian church. That's why he wrote this. Okay? This is what was going on. Love vaunts not itself up. We are big on who? And not big on us. What does that mean? We're not proud. We're not arrogant. Not full of yourself. Love is not that way. Love is not, you know, full of yourself. Okay? We're big on God. Giving God the praise. Amen? Say. Giving God the credit. Giving God the glory. I'm telling you what, that's love. Walking into your house when you get home after church and go, wow, thank you, Lord, I got this place right here to live in. Amen. Getting your car when your tail sits on something that's moving when you leave here today. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Instead of bragging how you did everything, give Him some credit in your life. Let's do that as a church. Y'all okay? Here we go. Keep rolling. What's our time? Whew, I'm running. Is not puffed up. Same idea. Keep going. Doth not behave itself unseemly. We are a what? Doth not behave itself unseemly. Okay? We need to be a blessing to other people. Not a curse, but also not warped. Okay? And not goofy. I'm going to just be ugly again. I think a lot of the church today is goofy. Okay? We don't have to make stuff up. We don't have to. How about since when love and caring for other people? Buddy, that's a big deal. Loving and caring for people, we don't have to put on a show. You listening or not? Be a blessing to people. Love on people. I want people to feel that here. And I know Richard and his wife felt love last week. Here you were hurting desperately. And someone helps you, ma'am, and hugs you and holds you. And other people help our brother. You know, that's not going to happen all the time. We know that. But the point is there's all kinds of opportunities to love on people and to serve people and to touch people and to help people. Y'all hearing me today? Amen? That's what we're talking about today. Being a blessing to other people. Being a blessing to other people. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeks not her own. We seek to do what? Okay, you want a church that's hot, a church that's loving? Seek to please the Lord. And that's what we want to do here. Is not easily provoked. We are what? Controlled by who? The Holy Spirit of the living God. The Holy Spirit of the living God is in our life, guys, not so we can put on a show, but so that He can be in our life. He can speak to our heart. He can help us understand the Scriptures. He can help reveal sin in our life. Amen. And so many things, you know, but help us to pray. All kinds of incredible things that the Lord, the Holy Spirit of God, is in our life, controlled by the Spirit. Amen? Come on, keep looking. Where am I at? Seeks not her own. Is not easily. Think of the. Where am I at, Rod? Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeks not her own. Is not easily provoked. Next one. Thinketh no evil. We are what? Love is what? Can we say that louder? Love is what? Now, you can think the other until you live with it. And just negative and negative and negative and negative and negative. Love is what? And you know, and I'm not saying I got this all down, guys. You know, but I'm not going to just be all positive to where I'm just like always, hi. I'm going to teach the Word of God here. Amen. And sometimes it's going to get on our toes. But I'm going to do it in a loving way. I want to do it in a loving way. Okay, and not bashing, just always ugly to you. I don't want to be that way, but I do want to help you be strong. You listening? But love is positive, not negative. You hearing me? Positive, positive. Had a lady this morning want to talk to me. I just got out of the truck praying. With five or six, why do I do that on Sunday? So that I can be what? Positive. Okay, I just woke up too, okay? I don't drive, you know, oh, yeah. No, I'm hurting just like you are. I got attitude to problems like you got. And so I got five men out there that hold me down before I walk into the building. No, we get in the truck and we pray, and it's beautiful. But the point is, and so I'm fantastic. I'm feeling, man, this is great, man. I prayed. I'm looking forward to it. I come in the building. I'm hugging next. And a lady comes to me and says to me, Can I talk to you? And she had that face that looked like she was down and hurting. You know, something was up. And she said, I don't want to get you down. And I said, no. I can talk to you. And I opened myself up a little bit. You know what I mean? And I sat on the couch with her. And she was telling me, and it was no problem whatsoever, she was telling me about a son that's struggling. And I love talking to her about it. But the point is, you know, she was down. That's okay. It's okay to come with your pain. You listening or not? But hopefully there's going to be me and you and a lot of us is here that can see that and reach out to that. And even though I don't want to get down before I come in here and speak, right? But at the same time, through being positive and loving today, I could put my arm around her, talk, and just made her day. Amen. Just made her day. And she didn't pull me down because I was up. Come on. But if I was negative and I was down and she's down, we got two downs, that's a double negative. We need the church to have people that are going to love on people and be ready. You know what I mean? Y'all hearing me today? Love rejoices not in iniquity. We rejoice in what? Good and what? Guys, I've been at church a long time. And I've experienced it in my own life. I've experienced it in my own heart. I've certainly seen it in a lot of churches where you let somebody screw up and people are happy about it. They're happy at other people's failures. That's horrible. Can you say that with me? That's what? Horrible. We rejoice in good things. We don't rejoice when somebody else, I knew they was like that. Now that you see they is. See that right over there? We don't do that. That's not a loving church. Amen. Say, somebody's in trouble. We go out there with a handout. We want to care for them. All right. But rejoices in the truth. We rejoice in what? In truth. Okay? Jesus is truth. Okay? You know what that means to me as well? You know, again, I'm going to rejoice in things that are true and honest. Okay? I'm not going to get on the bandwagon just because somebody says get on the bandwagon. Okay? I'm going to make sure that the truth is the truth. Amen? Okay? We rejoice in truth around here. Not in lies. No. We rejoice in truth. Anyway, let's keep looking. Beareth all things. We are what? Overcome. Love overcomes. Bear all things. Guys, I mean, in church, but also in relationships, there's going to come that rub. There's going to come hard times. Well, we need to bear up. Amen? Say, is that okay? Is that a loving thing sometimes to bear up a little bit? Yes or no? Yeah, because this ain't heaven down here. It's hard sometimes. But love never fails. Love is strong. So bears all things. Bears all things. Believes all things. We are believers in Jesus Christ. We are believers. We are believers in the promises of God. This is love. This is what Paul's talking about. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. We are what? Hopeful. 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 Try that out in your marriage. You know, instead of all gloom and doom. Get up. It's going to be a terrible day. How are you? You know, come on, just awful. Life's terrible. Hopeful. We want that way at church. We want to be a people of hope, man. Amen. Come on, hope. We don't have to make stuff up to be hopeful. Come on, I live in America. Did you know that? Say, greatest country on the planet. I don't care if everything's going wrong in my life. That should be enough right there to get my smile on my face. Amen. Come on, I live right here. And then I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm going to heaven. I don't care what I'm going through today. Heaven's my home. Hopeful, baby. Amen. Say, keep that attitude up. Come on, that is love. Wow, I feel like you're not with me this morning. Are y'all okay? Y'all like love, right? You want us to be loving, right? I mean, that's true, right? Okay. I'm hanging in here. Hopes all things. How about this one? Endures all things. We are what? And never what? Lose heart. Guys, you want to have a strong church? Stay steady. Stay strong. You know, listen, you want to have a strong marriage, stay that way. Don't lose heart. Don't wear your feelings on your sleeve all the time. Let just your feelings get hurt all the time. Come on, where are you at? Come on. We can do better than that. Amen. We have the Holy Spirit, the living God. We've got the Word of the living God. Our name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but I can't make it. Did you hear what she said to me? Come on, get over it, baby. Let's go. Amen. Be strong. Be courageous. But you don't know what I've been through, Pastor. Doesn't matter what you've been through. We're not giving you a pass here at Fellowship Church for you to be ugly, mean, depressed, down all the time. Guys, I want you to be lifted up. Are you hearing me today? I know it's not easy. I've been there with you. I understand. I really do. But I'm glad some people kicked me in the tail too. Amen? Come on. Gary Clark, get with the program. I want you to be that way as well. This is a big deal. A church where people come in and we're strong in the Lord. Amen? And then when they meet us, they're shocked that we went through the same things they're going through. And we can comfort them with the comfort we've been comforted with. Amen? But they'll never come and they'll never want us if we're like, mean. No, we're overcomers. Amen? Come on. Verse 8. Love never what? Love never fails. Love will never fail. We started in our home. Then we went to a high school for over 12 years of loading trailers in and out, every week. And you know what we had at Fellowship? We had love. We had love. If anybody says anything about how did y'all do what you did, Pastor Clark? How do y'all keep going at Fellowship Church? Love never fails. Love never fails. I keep preaching because I feel loved on Sunday. I feel loved by you. Now, right now, I don't know about it, but I'm trying. But I feel loved by you. I do. I feel loved by you. Why? I get up. People ask, my nephew asked me in Carolina on Friday, I said, are you nervous when you get up and speak? I go, well, Mike, I used to be. I said, but you know what? The people love me. And I said, it's not, I don't get that nervous. I actually, their love gives me the enthusiasm. It gives me the encouragement, gives me the energy, gives me the want to keep moving and keep going. That's, love never fails. Are you hearing me today? Love never fails, man. Beautiful. But I want you to see some stuff. Keep looking. Love never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall what? I don't want to build this church on people running around saying, I got a word from the Lord for you today. I want it built on love. You hear me? Yes or no? Love. Love. Not against encouraging words, nothing at all. But I want to make sure we build it on word, on the word of God, not the word of Gary. Or the word of, sister, whoever. Amen. You listening? Build it on the word. Build it on love. God is what? Fill the blank in. God is what? God is what? God is what? That's why love never fails. Because any love you ever get or ever have given or have ever seen, it's of who? God. Because God is what? Love. Love never fails because He never fails. You understand? But if we build it on you or me or what we say or what we do, get ready for failure. Love never fails. Whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be what? Tongues. They shall what? They shall cease. Love will never cease. Love will never stop because God is what? Love. And we're born of God. Whether there be knowledge, it shall what? Vanish away. But love never fails. It will always work. Say that with me. It will what? One more time. Love will what? It will what? Well, I can't make it, Pastor. I just don't think I can do it anymore. Love will always work. I ain't saying it's going to fix every situation that you got. But love will always work. If it don't work on that marriage, you keep working. If it don't work, I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be working on you. It's going to be working on you, and you can be changed. If it ain't going to change over here, you got to trust the Lord. God is going to work. God's going to work. Amen? No matter what it is in church that we go through, love will not fail. Divine revelations will cease. Language will stop. Knowledge shall be done away. Love will never fail. Love will always what? Love will always work. We don't know everything, for we know in part and we what? Prophesy in part. And this is the Apostle Paul, by the way. We know in a partial, fragmentary, incomplete way, and we utter divine revelations the same way. Keep looking. We don't know everything. We are not what? We're not perfect. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. That which is perfection will come, then the partial, fragmentary, and incomplete will be done away with. Let me tell you who perfection is. Jesus Christ. When you see Him, when He splits eastern skies, you look at Him face to face. One day when you're not here anymore, I'm going to tell you something. You're looking at perfection. Amen? Up to that point, we're not looking for a perfect church. No. We're looking for a loving church. Amen? Say. You got it? Come on. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I did what? I put away childish things. This is the Apostle Paul writing tough talk to a church. Love is a real thing and not a play thing. Who said that? I did. Yeah, that's one of my quotes. Come on. Say it again with me. Back it up, Raj. One more time. We want to say it one more time. Come on. Love is a... not a... That's a problem. That's a problem with a lot of couples, a lot of marriages, a lot of relationships. That some, one or the other is going after a play thing instead of the real thing. You understand? If I get me a little play thing, I get me some loving. No, you got you a play thing. How about grow up and act like a man and be mature like a woman ought to be? You ought to hear, yes or no? Amen? Love's a real thing, baby. Ain't a play thing. Amen? But what's nice when you love, you get to play too. But that's another story. Keep going. Here we go. A lot of churches are cold because they act like a bunch of babies. Can you say that with me? A lot of churches are cold because they act like a bunch of... Now, who said that? I'm going to be famous one day. I said that. That's why churches, a lot of them are cold, because we act like a bunch of babies. Hey, listen. When I was a child, I spoke as a child and I thought as a child. When I became a man of God, I put away childish things. Love is not a plaything. Love's the real thing. Amen? Grab a hold to it with both hands and it will work, baby. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I'm known. Push me, Rod. We've got to get to the end. When we see Jesus Christ, we'll know as we're known. Beloved, are we the sons of God? When He appears, we'll be like Him. We'll see Him as He is. Keep going. Keep going, buddy. Help me now. Here we go. Verse 13. Say it with me. Last verse. Here we go. And now abideth faith, hope, and love. These how many? Now say it good and loud. But the greatest of these is? Amen. Now you know. Now you know today. We're quitting, Roger. Have faith. Be hopeful. Know the greatest thing we can do at Fellowship Church. Know the greatest thing we can do at Fellowship. The greatest thing we can do at Fellowship Church is a four-letter word, and it ain't a bad word. It's a good one. Love. Amen. Did you get the message today? On the church, loving today. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're done, Roger. Amen. Amen. Come on up. Stand on up, would you?